Welcome to Ship to Shore with Silverman, with your host, Fran Silverman, the talk radio advocate. This show is about cruises, and I am very happy today to have as my guest Jules Johnson. She is a practicing hypnotherapist specializing in the law of attraction. She has been broadcasting on the Law of Attraction Talk Radio for over 5 years, and she enjoys over 1 million listeners worldwide. Wow! 3 years ago, Jules created Law of Attraction Radio Network due to the heavy demand by the listeners for more inspirational and uplifting shows. Today, the network shows are syndicated through 25 internet radio stations and over 50 podcast listings. What does this have to do with cruises, you may ask? Well, the network has 2 Law of Attraction workshop cruises every year, and the next cruise coming up, December 13th, 2012, to celebrate the Mayans' sacred land. It will feature special energy work in Tulum, which is a Mayan city, performed by Lee Harris, flying in from the UK. Jules actively participates in all the cruises, but she's especially thrilled about this one because she claims energetically, this is the cruise of a lifetime. Anybody interested in finding out more about the cruise can go to lawofattractioncruise.com. Jules, I'm delighted to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I'm thrilled to be with you.
Okay, so tell me, what makes this the cruise of a lifetime?
Well, it's the end of the Mayan calendar, so we're there 1 week before the actual ending of the calendar. So energetically, it's a very, very powerful time. So I just think, besides that, you know, cruises are just so much fun. I just love them.
Yes, and who is Lee Harris?
Lee Harris is a brilliant artist and a channel for the 3Zs, and so he is going to be doing some channeling right in Tulum as we're there. So it will be a workshop right there on the sacred land that we can participate in. We also have a gentleman, Shaman Stefan Wills, flying in from Spain to give a workshop, and he is phenomenal as far as energetically. He helps people get into this very deep state where they can just feel their well-being and release all of the old tapes. And so it's very, very exciting.
Wow. So how many years have you been doing the workshop cruises?
This will be my 6th cruise. So it's about 3 years, and each one is so different, but they're all special. As a matter of fact, the last cruise I had, April 30th, I actually met my business partner, and today, I mean, we just created a brand new, I mean, we just had a huge transformation, so I am delighted. Every time I go on a cruise, I meet the listeners of the network, and it's just like instant bonding. Friends from all over the world, and it's our chance that we can meet each other one-on-one. It is so much fun.
You mean your listeners are the ones that come on the cruise more than your hosts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, the listeners, yes. Listeners from all over the world, Australia, yeah, everywhere.
And the ship leaves from Tampa.
Right.
So they have to get there.
Yeah, they have to get to Tampa, and then we're going down to Cozumel. And it's only a 4-day cruise.
It's only a 4-day cruise.
Yeah, so it's all of the listeners usually pretty much pack it. And it's so much fun.
Wow. Now, I know the cruise ship is the Jewel of the Seas, and what I know about it, it's a Royal Caribbean line, and it's a mid-sized ship. What else can you tell us about the Jewel of the Seas?
It's beautiful. We used to go on Carnival, and we had so much fun. But now it's like we're jumping up to the Jewel of the Sea, and we're able to have these really, really comfortable workshops, of which everyone can sit down and relax and just really get into them. So I just think it's Royal Caribbean is a step up from Carnival, definitely. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Now, the other so in other words, in the six cruises, you've taken Carnival the last five times?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you switched to the Jewel of the Seas.
Yeah, and we I don't know why, it just happens to be my name, so...
Oh,
it just worked out perfectly that
yeah,
this is what we're supposed to be on.
Was Carnival a large ship?
Yeah, they're all large. They're really large on the East Coast compared to the smaller ships out here in California.
Oh, they're, really?
Yeah, the ones out here in California are definitely a lot smaller. They don't have the balcony rooms. And the ones going out of the East Coast are all, you know, balconies and really, really nice. So
maybe
bigger ships.
That's because they're going to the Caribbean, I guess. And
could be.
They have a place to sail. So what is especially significant about Tulum?
That's Mayan country. And so we get to go to Tulum, and it's where the old Mayan ruins.
Now, is that in
Cozumel?
Oh, because I was in Cozumel, but I guess I didn't go. I didn't go to that part of it.
Yeah, yeah. You have to go a little bit inward, but we hope to spend the day there.
So tell us. Okay, so tell us something about now for people listening. December 21st is regarded as the end date of a 5,125-year-long cycle in the Mesoamerican long count calendar that began in 3,113 B.C.
Uh-huh.
Now, the New Age interpretation is the date marks the start of the Golden Age in which Earth and its inhabitants may undergo a positive physical or spiritual transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And December 2012 may mark the beginning of a new era. Now, you say that contrary to Hollywood, the world will not end in 2012. It's actually the start of peace, harmony, and global prosperity. So how will you mark that date while it's be?
Well, we're not going to be at sea on that date, but the world's going to celebrate. It's just as everybody is feeling right now, we're actually into the goldenness. All of the awareness is coming up about our surroundings, about what's going on in the world. If you notice, there's many people talking about the banks and the governments and a lot of civil unrest. But it's because of this contrast that's coming up that we're able to decide what we don't want and what we do want. So therefore, we are choosing to create a much better life, which is termed the golden years moving forward. So from this point on, we're choosing not to create the corruption and everything that's gone on. We're choosing to create the abundance. And the health and the wonderful life that we all came here to experience. So that's what it's all about. So what we're doing is just re-energizing in Tulum.
Okay. So how many people do you expect to be on this cruise?
Well, we usually have 100. About 100 listeners come and join us. We have a pretty good time.
Do you have a lot of repeat business?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot. people just, you know, we, what can I say? We just have such a good time. We're people with like-minded interests, and we just believe in being so positive, and we believe in our own power to create a fantastic future. So all of these people tend to gravitate towards each other, hence the law of attraction. We attract a beautiful, beautiful group every time. And we have, what can I say? It's incredible.
Do you read any of the books?
You know, I used to, but I got to tell you, I bring on such great presenters that I usually just sit back and enjoy everything. Because when I've worked so hard getting to the point of the cruise, I just want to kind of kick back and just really enjoy the entire flavor of it. So I do. So I don't usually give the workshops anymore. I'm just there to reap the benefits of being with these wonderful people.
So these cruises, they're, in other words, what actually do you cover on these cruises?
Well, we, I know Constance Arnold is coming. She's a corporate speaker, and she's going to be talking about how to simplify your life to live in a happy, well-being place. Because we know with the law of attraction that you have to release all the misery so that you can create from being positive, so that more good things can come to you. So Constance Arnold is a great teacher of that, and we just have all of these. We have meditation, we have yoga, we just have all of these things where you can get so happy, and that's where you want to create from, so that you bring more happiness to you. And that's what we get energetically aligned, so that we are more powerful as a group, and then we start creating our future. It's wonderful.
Do you have more women than men?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I'm surprised that more men are actually getting attracted to this. So it's pretty well even. It's not really what you call a singles cruise, but we have had people meet on the cruises and start relationships. So,
wow.
Yeah.
We could stop calling it the love boat.
Well, even if their relationships don't work, you know, I mean, they're not intimate. We all build on those relationships. Everybody that comes on the cruise, it's like we start this club of friendships that we're always communicating with each other. Truly a huge bonding.
I think it's wonderful. The cruise, it really is the cruise of a lifetime. So what will you do next year?
Well, we have a gal working on putting together a cruise in Australia. So that looks like it's going to happen. And we also may be putting a cruise for New York.
Oh.
So I think those will probably be our two big cruises next year, once in Australia and once New York. But then there's talk about actually doing one in Europe as well, in Spain. So we are just waiting. It seems to happen without much work, and it just, you know, comes together.
How do you actually involve the cruise line, you know, the staff? Does the staff get very involved?
On the cruise?
Yeah.
Not really.
No? In other words, you just do your thing and
Yeah, they put us in our places where we meet, and depending on the size of the group, it could be in a lounge, it could be in a conference room, or we've been, because of the size, we've been really meeting in lounges, which are not used during the day. And so we really don't, we don't need the crew at all. So we're just there and doing our own thing. We have a microphone. We have our own music. We have everything. We're pretty self-contained.
Okay, Jewel. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the cruise, what it costs, and where people are coming from. And so don't go away.
You're listening to Ship the Shore with Silverman. And now back to the show.
Okay, we're back with Jules Johnson, and she is talking about her cruise of a lifetime. Jules, what does a trip like this cost, this four-day cruise?
You know, it's very, very inexpensive, believe it or not, because it's only a four-day, and it's from Thursday to Monday, so that people really aren't missing time off. But the fees, let me see, start off at $729. That includes the taxes. And goes up, these are double occupancy. So it goes up, you know, if you want a single stateroom, it goes up to about $1,400. But we always encourage roommates, cabin mates, because you have a much better time than being alone. You know, it's stepping out of that comfort zone. And the cruise, we put you together. We find you your perfect cabin mate so that you can go with them to go shopping. You can go, you just have a much better experience when you have somebody there. So I always encourage, please get a roommate. You'll have a better time.
Yeah. Well, how much of the actual work do you have to do in terms of their getting there? I mean, you have to be a travel agent to keep everybody organized, don't you? I mean,
No. People can get there to Tampa pretty easy. So I don't really have anything to do with that. I just tell them when they can get on the boat and when to book a return flight home.
Did you ever experience a time when you had people listed and then they didn't show up?
Yes. So for whatever reason.
So then do you lose money or they pay in advance?
Yeah, they do pay in advance. Yeah, they have to pay completely in advance. Uh-huh. And after a certain date there is no refunds. So, you know, they just, it's maybe in the past 3 years, one or two people have not shown up. Maybe it's been three people have not shown up because of something. But then I always give them a discount for the next cruise. I try to make it, as, you know, as easy as I can to get them onto another cruise. But, yeah, that's just part of it.
What was the reason that they didn't show up?
One person got stuck at the airport. And
yeah, that could happen.
Yeah. And the other one got very, very sick, so couldn't make it. But on the scale of everybody who did make it, that's not even a percent, you know, 1%. So it's very rare because everybody wants to go, and there's nobody even buys insurance. They just want to go.
They don't buy insurance.
No, they don't buy insurance because, well, the law of attraction, we just feel, you know, there's no need for insurance. We're creating it. So it works really good. It really.
Yeah. Let me ask you a little bit about your radio show, because I'm always very curious how long it took you to get over 1 million listeners. I mean, did you start Law of Attraction radio show when it became popular, when the book came out, or did you start it before that? Remember a few years ago, the Law of Attraction had a lot of press.
Yeah, I think it was in 2006 when I started the show, and I probably did come out around that time. I can't remember.
Well, no, because, I mean, that certainly would have helped your show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, I started out on Blog Talk Radio, and then it grew and it grew and it grew, and then I started reaching out and putting it on all these other places, and then it became so overwhelming that I had to bring on more people because I didn't have time to do a show every day. So I just formed the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and all of these wonderful hosts started coming to me, and there we are.
How the heck do you start a network?
You know, it's it's really amazing, but, you know, when you open yourself up and things, you're able to recognize opportunities so much easier. So everything that happened, I was able to recognize an opportunity and grab it.
No.
And so that's how
learn the mechanics of how to start it on the internet?
Yeah, I really had not even a clue about anything that had to do with radio.
But did you have help? I mean,
no, I did it myself.
But how did you learn?
I taught myself.
Just taught yourself how to start a radio show.
Yeah.
Not only a radio show, but a network. We have other...
And today we just launched our brand new website, and it's state-of-the-art. It's gorgeous, and I like to send everybody there because when they go there, they can get a free hypnosis MP3 on success. So if anybody's stuck out there and want to get more success, it's a free hypnosis MP3 for you, and you can listen to that, and it really is really pretty
good. What is your website?
LOARadionetwork.com.
LOA Radio Network.
So that's LOA, Law of Attraction, Radionetwork.com. If you go there, click on it, see all of the wonderful shows. It has a globe up there so that you can actually see yourself on our globe and connect with us. It's been really fun. We've had people from China this morning. We had from New Zealand, all over. We're just having a great time. And I'm noticing on the globe, you can see that ships are listening to it out in the middle of the ocean. I just think that is so fun. You can actually see that little red dot move across the ocean. It's so cool. I love it. So I'm having a great time with it.
Trip to shore, huh?
Yeah, that's it exactly. And it goes to show that, you know, we're living on this small planet right now in which we have the capabilities to connect with everyone. It's really an incredible time to be alive.
And how did you become syndicated?
People have been just approaching me. Will you be on this network? Will you be on this network? And I said, oh, yeah, sure. Okay, let's do it. So we send them our streaming link, and they can listen to all the shows. So it's really been a great opportunity, and every network that we are on, we are picking up new and wonderful listeners. And so that's our mission with the network, is to get this message out to as many people as we can, that everyone is very powerful. We can create a fantastic, peaceful, brilliant future as long as people realize that we have this power. That's what we're trying to get out. So that's our huge mission in life.
Mm-hmm. How many shows do you have?
Right now I have only 8 other hosts but we're looking to bring on quite a few. We slowed it down so that we could make this change with the new website, and so now we're going to be bringing more people onto the network.
Do the eight hosts tout the cruises on their programs?
Oh, yeah.
Even though they don't go on the cruise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I think almost every host has been on a cruise.
Oh, they have?
You mean, yeah.
On your cruise or
yeah,
on any cruise?
Yeah. No, on our cruises. So.
Oh, they have been.
Yeah. So they may not go on every single one, but they have gone on them. We have a good time.
So, all right, so you're not, you don't have, well, we have a little time, Mr. Jules, if there's anything that you'd like to add, because I think we've covered just about everything.
Yeah, no, if people want to come on to the network and see what we're all about, because we really like to attract the very, very positive, fun-loving people that are into getting into the higher consciousness. Those are the kind of people that we are associating with. So if people want to learn more about that, then I like to send them to loaradionetwork.com and check it out. We have the cruise page you can get to from there as well. And you'll be able to understand a little bit more about what we are, what our workshops are about, and see if you are attracted to it. And if you are, boy, we'd love to have you. Absolutely love to have you.
I hope that you get some people listening in that join your network, because it certainly is something that's worthwhile. And I you sound very, very upbeat, which is something that I have to learn to be. So maybe when you come to New York, who knows?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. We'll get you on a cruise and we'll just have a good old time.
Okay, Jules. Well, I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. We learned a lot, and anybody that's interested in this, in the cruise, can go to lawofattractioncruise.com. And Jules Johnson, it certainly sounds like the kind of person you want to get to know.
Thank you. As
okay.
Well as you, Fran. Thank you so much. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Ship to Shore with Silverman, with your host, talk radio advocate, Fran Silverman. Happy cruising.